Lesson 38, Identity Confirmed. This lesson begins on page 290 of your book. This audio text version contains the reading of any listed footnotes. With the release of this book, the identity of the Antichrist can now be determined, apart from reasonable doubt. Anyone who can read, and is of sound mind, can within a few short hours, know his identity. So, unless a person has no biblical knowledge, doesn't pay attention to current world events, or lacks total access to the internet, they too can know today, the identity of the man, we call the Antichrist. I'm sure there are many who are probably shocked and surprised at this revelation. Let me tell you, my friends, it is far better to know who he is right now, than to find out on June 7, 2037. As of the publishing date of this book, that gives you 18 years to get your spiritual affairs in order. Now that his identity has been revealed, there is one fact which must be acknowledged without exception. The words of Daniel, Ezekiel, and John have been unsealed. Mankind is now legitimately living within the end times, as spoken of in the Bible. There can no longer be any debate as to whether man is approaching the end of Adam's reign on earth or not. We are here. There is but 22 years until the bodily return of Jesus Christ. After studying this book, how can his imminent return be denied any longer? The next lesson reveals nearly 250 traits of the man who will become the Antichrist. Most of the traits listed for him will come to pass in future years. But, by using just 14 traits from out of Scripture, which we already know about the man, we can calculate the odds of one person fulfilling his shoes. I have assigned simple odds of probability for each event. See the chart on page 291 of your book. Taking just 9 of these traits, by using the ones having the highest probability of happening, we can calculate the odds of identifying the wrong man. First trait, be opposed to the message of Jesus Christ, assigned odds are 1 in 7. Second trait, be alive today versus some later time in history, historically rendered odds are 1 in 20. Third trait, be an unbeliever in Yahweh God, worldwide odds of that happening are 1 in 12. Fourth trait, have both parents of 100% Jewish descent, odds resulting from birth records show a 1 in 650 chance. Fifth trait, be of Eastern European descent, population statistics reveal odds of 1 in 30. Sixth trait, be married but never divorced. Societal odds have this at 1 chance in 5. Seventh trait, be born in the United States, odds are 1 in 23. Eighth trait, born with a name mentioned in the Bible, 1 in 15. Ninth trait, be a man, versus a woman, 1 in 2. The odds of any one person fulfilling just those 9 traits exceeds 1 in 110 billion. The odds of one person fulfilling the 14 traits/events on the chart on page 291 exceeds 6.78 times 10 to the 25th. The name of this number is 6.78 quinvagintillion. That means mathematically, the man who we suspect of becoming the Antichrist is right now meeting some very tight odds of being that person. Just to place this in perspective, the chances of winning the Mega Millions jackpot in the United States, by correctly matching all 5 balls drawn out of a pool of 70 total, plus matching an additional ball out of a pool of 25, is 1 in 302 million. That means a person buying a single lottery ticket is 360 times more likely to win the big prize than becoming the Antichrist, using just 9 traits. Listen, friends, just as with a criminal trial, there is ample evidence herein to remove any reasonable doubt that might still exist. But, there is yet even more proof. I have already identified one prophetic date on the modern calendar, prior to it happening. No one I'm aware of has done this in the modern age. Allow me to explain. Going back to the discussion of my personal library of 450 plus books on prophecy, I can make one statement of fact: none of those authors were ever successful in identifying a single future date of prophecy before it happened. The reason is simple: It wasn't the time of the end. The words of Scripture had not yet been unsealed. There are many events coming soon where we can apply the numbers in the Bible, to then arrive at additional dates. I've given many examples of this within the pages of this book, including three in the previous lesson. The harder part is identifying the dates early enough to allow time for people who decide to follow Jesus Christ to reach a saving knowledge of Him before evil arrives in force. There have been countless books written which purport to have God's plan for the end times nailed down. The problem with all of them to date is they don't have a single bit of modern evidence supporting their premise. Recall the Old Testament penalty for issuing prophetic words and having them fail to come to pass, death by stoning. Yes, that was the remedy in the time of the law. Please understand, I am not decrying their intent or lack of effort, only their deficit of accuracy. The fact is, they were speculating. Speculating is defined as submitting something to be true on the basis of insufficient evidence. I suppose people believed that I too was in that same camp. But no longer. I wrote back in 2006 that Israel would have her sovereignty affirmed over Jerusalem and the Temple Mount on May 14, 2018. I want to be clear on this. I didn't hear a voice or anything of the sort tell me the date. No, it was scholastically derived via diligent study of Scripture regarding Hebrew prophecy. I was indeed led intellectually by the Holy Spirit. That's how I discovered the date. And, by extension, all the other dates which relate to it. All glory goes to God alone for my work. It was under His hand, whereby I was able to decipher these dates. For those who are harboring doubt over some element of my word, the book detailing this information is entitled, The End is Near. And God Will Prove It. It received a copyright in 2014 and resides in the United States Library of Congress. The publication date is a full 4 years prior to President Trump opening the United States Embassy in Jerusalem on May 14, 2018. For those watching Israel and Jerusalem, this event was completely unplanned, beyond a few short weeks before it happened. I doubt anyone other than God knew the U.S. would open its embassy in Jerusalem on the 70th anniversary of Israel's Independence Day. Most people expected there to be a long delay while a new embassy was constructed. They were clearly wrong. The truth is, I spent nearly 10 years working on the book listed above. For those who have read it, the amount of data it reveals does not surprise them. Writing it required nearly a decade of work. Thus, I was aware of what I refer to as the first wake-up call, about 12 years prior to it happening. While I didn't know exactly what the event would be, God did reveal to me it would revolve around the sovereignty of Israel over Jerusalem, which it did. Go and review all the research which supports this date. Now that the date has happened, the data becomes unimpeachable. I am the first person in modern history I am aware of to achieve this, all with the help of God. This gives me an element of credibility which currently no other person can claim. I don't say this to pump myself up. No. Rather, I want you to instead have the confidence in the words I am writing. I want you to know they are at least consistent with the Scripture from which they were wrought. I want you to trust my words. My only intent is on spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thus, I want my words to point you first to the Bible, God's Word. Then, I want you to see Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Next, I want you to see there are now 3 points of modern-day fulfillment of prophecy, which involve the American presidency. The first happened when President Harry Truman chose to be the first country to recognize Israel in 1948. Then, in 1957, President Eisenhower affirmed Israel's security when he placed them under the United States nuclear umbrella. The third event happened as discussed on May 14, 2018. I want you to believe me when I tell you that there is a fourth point coming, which involves both the American presidency and the Antichrist. It is my hope the facts will prove to you that establishing a relationship with Jesus sooner, rather than later, is decidedly in your best interest. I want to state a few things about the purpose of this book. First, this information is for the education and consumption of the individual who has a genuine quest for biblical knowledge. Feel free to share any of the information found within these pages to anyone you deem worthy of receiving it. But, I am making a demand that the information in this volume be used for only decent and godly purposes. Under no circumstances is any of the information contained herein to be used for any nefarious or perverse purpose. The words herein are to bring glory to God and to His Son, Jesus Christ. They are not to be used to smear or soil any person's reputation. While the man known as the Antichrist will eventually become the worst monster the world has ever seen, I want you to be fully aware that prior to January 4, 2034, he won't have any knowledge of that fact. He will not understand the role he's going to play in world history until after he's started playing it. I'm sure there will be persons close to him which might point out certain coincidences which can be observed within his life. Like his address. Who knows for sure, but perhaps he will tattoo his building number and or his name on his subjects as a direct payback for those who harassed him with the information. As for causing the man any degree of stress before his time, please stop and think very carefully about what you are doing. You will be unable to hurt him in any way that matters. And such persons like him tend to have very long memories for those who initiated trouble against them. The Antichrist is destined to be perhaps the most powerful leader the world has seen. Do you really want to still be around when he finally reaches the epic peak of his power? Do you really want to poke the bear with nothing but a switch? I certainly wouldn't. Our focus needs to be on what uncovering his identity really means. This information is to be used solely to prove to anyone who will listen that we are indeed living within the end times. We now have proof of it. It gives us something we can focus our attention on as a marker in time. We now can state precisely how much time we have remaining in this age. Make no mistake, we are living within the most exciting time in the history of Adam's race. Jesus Christ will return in less than 19 years to remove his believers up to heaven. We've all got sufficient time remaining to get our hearts and lives right before him. We have almost 2 decades to tell all our family, loved ones, friends, co-workers, and neighbors the totally awesome news. Don't waste another day waiting. Lesson 38, Questions for Discussion. Question 1, after studying this book, list 3 reasons why you know, or don't know the identity of the Antichrist. Question 2, based on your answer to question 1, discuss the odds of us knowing his identity. Question 3, can anything we do change God's prophecy? Explain your answer. When you're ready, you can proceed on to Lesson 39, Key Traits of the Man. If you're listening using the website, just hit the back button on your browser to return to the page with the Chapter 7 lessons. Then move on to Lesson 39, Key Traits of the Man. Click on the blue box to hear the lesson with all footnotes read aloud. Click on the green box to hear the version without them. If you're using an audio player along with the thumb drive to listen to the book, it will automatically sequence to the next lesson. If you wish to stop play, just hit pause or stop. As long as you keep the thumb drive in the player, it will remember your place when you resume listening. If you're listening to the book on a computer or tablet, manually selecting which lesson to listen to next, click on the File Explorer to pull up the thumb drive menu. Then, click on the box for Lesson 39, labeled 7.39, Key Traits of the Man, to hear the next lesson.